You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Faith for Flow by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
So to always have your needs met. So to keep it coming. Somebody say, keep it coming, Lord. Keep it coming. See, as long as there's a flow, it keeps coming. It keeps coming. But none of these statements mean anything or will produce anything if you don't have faith for flow. So you need faith for flow. Faith for flow says, I may be dry today, but I'm going to be wet tomorrow. Faith for flow says, watch this, I'm going on vacation this year, even though I don't see vacation money right now. But I ain't planning on going on vacation until July. So I don't need the money right now. I will need the money in July. So I'm going to go ahead and plan my vacation because I got faith for flow that when July come, I'll have my vacation money. I'm showing you how you live with this faith to flow mentality. I've seen people... And when you've learned to live by faith, as Pastor Marsh and I had to do, this is how we had to live. Because we literally were living by God supplying every need as we needed it. So if we kept saying, well, I don't have, I've seen people all the time, okay. You get a cold today. And by the way, y'all need to understand, this is stuff that y'all been trained to do in South Carolina. I'm going to tell you, watch this. You get a cold today, and you cancel appointments next week. Okay? Because what you saying, I'm going to be sicker next week because I got the sniffles today. Y'all know people talk like that. I've heard people say, well, I'm probably not going to be able to be there. I'm not feeling well. Well, that's today. Don't you have faith I can be healed by tomorrow? By next week? No, come on. If you can see that regarding healing, why can't you see that regarding finances? Because the same God that heals you is the God who supplies your needs. Oh, come on now. The same God that heals you is the one who said, all the gold is mine and all the silver is mine. I got an article that came across in one of my emails this week. It said several things to not do as a church leader. One of them, it was talking about cancel services based upon predicted weather. Y'all know South Carolina specializes in that. Come on. If they said Friday it was going to snow today, the churches start lining up at the bottom of WIS, LTX, and everybody else. So-and-so, no service today. Such-and-such Baptist Church, no service today. Such-and-such, no service today. See, so you're conditioned to operate based upon bad news. You've been conditioned to believe the worst. That's why they say it's going to be some snow. We don't really get snow here in South Carolina. Occasionally we get some snow. Okay? And all the water clears out. And all the bread clears out. And all the batteries clear out. Watch this. They didn't even say it's a blizzard. They didn't say we getting a vortex. None of that. They didn't say we saw polar bears on the way 26 coming to Columbia. None of that. They say chance of snow. And we start operating based upon a prediction for bad news. Come on. Look at your neighbor and say, flip that thing. Come on. If you can believe for bad news, you can flip that thing and believe God for good news. If you can believe and have fear of lack, I can have faith for supply. So faith for flow says, may not have it today. That don't mean I won't have it tomorrow. Proverbs 11:24. Proverbs 11:24 says, there is that scattereth. It's talking about giving. And yet increases. This is talking about supernatural principles. There are those who just scatter. Oh, man, they're just giving here and giving there. And then there's that which holdeth more than is meet, meaning more than appropriate. Those are stingy misers, but attended to poverty. It says there's people who are always giving, and they keep increasing. And then there's people just trying to hold on to everything out of fear, and they're always broke. Why are you broke? You don't tithe. Where that 10, what you able to do? Aren't you able to do something with that 10%? Why are you broke? You don't give. You ought to have, that ought to be stored up somewhere. No, because what happened, you are disconnecting yourself from supernatural principles of flow and increase. Verse 25, so he said, it's the liberal soul. Liberal, that ain't talking about Democrat. Liberal means the generous. The liberal soul shall be made fat. If that means increase. Don't worry about it. Come on, somebody say, I'm going to get fatter. Come on, we're talking money. We're talking about your pockets. It's all right. It's all right to say it. Somebody said, that devil is a lie. I'm on a diet. Come on, say it. Say, I'm going to get fatter. Glory to God, I'm going to get fatter. My pocket's going to get fatter. My bank account's going to get fatter. Glory to God. The liberal soul shall be made fat, meaning you're going to get bigger and increase and enlarged. Here we go. And he that watereth shall be watered himself. He that blesses people is going to get blessed. People who give to people, somebody going to give to them. People who help people, somebody going to help them. This is the supernatural principle of flow. Now that verse from the Living Translation says, it says, give freely and become more wealthy. The stock market does not guarantee you're going to become wealthy. That's why during the Great Depression, folks were jumping out of windows because they had lost everything in one day. During this last recession, people 401k became a 101z. That's funny. Meaning it was cut down tremendously. And sometimes so there was no guarantee in that. Get freely, become more wealthy. Be stingy, look at this, and lose. Put that verse up. I want to see what the word says. Give freely, become more wealthy, be stingy, and lose everything. I can't risk losing everything. Give freely, become more wealthy, be stingy, and you'll lose everything. You can lose cars and houses and marriages and all and businesses because you're stingy. And at some point, those of you who don't operate in these principles, you got to go back to the message that I preached 2 weeks ago and realize, what do I have to lose? I have nothing to lose. Then it goes on to say, verse 25, the generous will prosper. Who gonna prosper? The generous will prosper, and those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. So faith for flow says, just because I don't have it today doesn't mean I won't have it tomorrow. Just because I don't have it this week don't mean I won't have it next week. Just because I don't have it this month don't mean I won't have it next month. Faith for flow says, I'll have it when I need it. Come on, say, come on, make that faith for flow statement. Say it with me. I'll have it when I need it. Come on, what's the second part to that? It'll be there when I get there. That's faith for flow. And the Lord first started teaching me that principle when I, 1988, I finally got a D decent, a corporate job with a Fortune 500 company, wasn't working anymore for the public sector, the state of New Jersey, working for small companies like I had done with my uncle. And now I'm in working for a Fortune, and everybody talking about this insurance company and the pensions and all this. And they talking about a 401k, and I could not afford not to invest in it and all that. But we had one income, my family's growing, and I still wasn't paying enough. I'm still trying to pay my rent. Okay? And everyone said, you need to invest for your future. I'm 24, 25. You got to invest for your future. And I believe you should. But where I was right there, I was the only, now come on, I got to pay my rent. But they're saying I need to be, because the company matters. And so I had to come to a peace about that. And the Lord said to me, he'll be there when you get there. The Lord told me, stop sweating about retirement. You're too far away from that now. He'll be there when you get there. Work the principle of faith. And so thus, when we started this ministry, $5,000 that I had accumulated in a 401k, some of my money and a little bit of company match. Okay, and the Lord told me to sow that to get our first building, which was a rented building down the street at 3801 River Drive. And God started giving me assurance, you'll have it when you need it. Can I tell you, God done made that up so many times, I can't, and the angels just been trying to track it anymore. And then when we get ready to get our first house, and I had forgot. I just was doing what God told me to do. We get ready to get our first house, and I didn't really understand that. You know, I didn't know how this stuff worked. I thought when you get a mortgage, everything's 100%. You just make payments. And they started talking about down payments. I sat down with the realtor, and they worked out some numbers, and he said, you probably need about $6,000 of clothes. And I got ready to cuss them out and leave the meeting. And Marcia said, no, it's all right. We'll have it. I said, we'll have it. So I'm like, boy, just like I heard. These black women, they be having their own secret stash. That's what it is. She hiding this money, and now this is what she's holding it for. She don't want to tell me about it. Figure I might go lease another building with it. And I said, we going to have it. She said, we going to have it. And so we talked. I said, well, how do you know we're going to have it? She said, because the Lord told me when we sold that money for this church, when we get ready to get our house, we'll have what we need when we need it. So we were working in these principles of operating in faith for flow. I'll have what I need when I need it. It'll be there when I get there. Now, if you don't have faith for flow, you will live in fear of not having your needs met. Even though Philippians 4:19, we know and we can quote it. Even though it says, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. We know it. We can quote it. We got songs all about it and all that. But if you don't have faith to flow, that will never become reality to you. And you won't live like that. Because you think you got to supply all your needs. Can I tell you, God can supply your needs better than you can with three jobs. God can supply your needs better than you can trying to hold on to everything you can, hide the can, sit on the can, lie about the can. If you don't have faith for flow, you will live like a miser. And a miser, look it up. So many definitions of miser, but miser, one definition said, is someone who is stingy and hoards money and wealth, and watch this, and lives miserably. Miser, miserable, the same root word. You're trying to hold on to everything, you end up miserable. You're miserable because you're worried. You're miserable because there's no flow in your life. You're miserable because supernatural things aren't happening. Because you trying. See, this is what God said. God said, now you're going to take care of you. You're going to trust me to take care of you. Okay, you got you? All right, I'll go on to somebody that needs me. Because you don't need me. You educated enough. You know how to add enough. You know how to subtract enough. You know how to multiply. You got a calculator. You can figure all this out. You got a wealth advisor. You don't need me. Let me work on with somebody over here who says, I need God. And God, if you bless me, I'm going to tell everybody. It wasn't my own goodness. This is the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in my eyes. I'm going to let everybody know. It was your grace. It was your mercy. Luke 12. Most people see this story of the rich farmer merely as a scripture to make people scared about dying today. Make sure you know Jesus. We can teach it from that standpoint, but you got to look at this from an economic standpoint. Luke 12, 16. This is the story of the rich miser. New Living Translation. Then he told him a story. A rich man had a fertile farm that produced fine crops. And he said to himself, "What should I do? I don't have room for all my crops." Can I tell you, I didn't always have the right answer to that. And I heard somebody teaching. I'll never forget. It was Deborah Poe. She was teaching something. It was many, many, many years ago. I didn't have the right answer to that. Somebody said, and they said, if you got so much stuff and you don't have room for it, what do you do? I said, get a bigger closet. Look at your neighbor and say, wrong answer. No, you need to sow. You need to give to somebody else. The him that has two coats, give to him that has none. Two coat ministry time. Three coat ministry time. So this rich farmer said, "What should I do? I don't have room for all my crops." Then he said, "I know. I'm going to tear down my barn. I'm going to build bigger ones. Then I'll have enough room to store all my wheat and other goods. And I'll sit back and say to myself, my friend, you have enough stored away for years to come. Now you'll be able to have a good old retirement. Now take it easy. Eat, drink, and be merry." But God said to him, "You fool. You will die this very night. Then who will get everything you worked for? You're going to die tonight. You got this great store, all the stuff you done hoarded up that could be doing good in the earth, that could be blessing somebody else, that could go into the kingdom of God. But all you think about is yourself, and then you're not even able to enjoy it." See, so I'm at this place now because I finally been some reading some stuff and even some natural stuff that goes along with my philosophy of life based on how I read the word, is that God does not want you worried so much about your future you can't enjoy today. And see, now when you have nothing and you're trying to get every need met, okay, everything you read will say only buy what you need, you know. Only buy what you need. Don't have any nice stuff. Get rid of this. Downsize of this. Drive a 20-year-old car. Da 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 da. Okay, and that's where you are because you done went off the ditch. You went off the road. You're in the ditch. We just trying to get you back on the road. That's how you need to live. But God wants to bless you enough with a flow that I can live today and trust Him for tomorrow. Now, that's not talking about being wasteful and just spending everything, because the Bible tells us that we need to manage. Everybody say manage. That we have to manage, and we should have spending plans and all that. But God doesn't want us living in fear of today. Well, we got to have food tomorrow, so they ain't going to eat much today. He says, "You fool, tonight, you will die this very night. Then who will get everything you work for?" Verse 21. "Yes, a person is a fool who store up earthly wealth but have not a rich relationship with the Lord, with God. So you so busy working for yourself, making it yourself, you don't trust God. You trust in yourself. Now, who shall those things be? We got the answer in the Old Testament. Because this man is wicked, twisting and thinking. What happens to the wicked's wealth? The wealth of the wicked is laid up, stored up for the just. And eventually it's going to find its way to them. Oh, come on now. So if you're wicked in acquiring wealth, to the point that you won't be generous and believe, trust God for the flow. God said, you watch, you won't even be able to enjoy it. Somebody else won't enjoy it anyway. I can give you some examples of that, but I'm not going to do that right now. If you don't have faith for flow, you won't live by the principles of the word. Nor will you give as directed by the Spirit of God. I'm going to challenge some of y'all here. I ain't talking about asking for a particular amount of money. Have you ever just wrote out an offering for the amount of shoes, for the amount that you pay for those shoes? Have you written out an offering for the amount you pay for that car payment of a car you don't need? When I say you don't need, meaning, you know, it's a real nice car. It's a luxury car. It's a desired car. And you don't have no problem writing out a $500, $600 check for that. But would you ever write that for the king to God? You might go have a nice dinner. Write $200. And then somebody says something about $200 check to church. The devil, oh Jesus, that's the, I mean, who can hear these things? This is a cult. Stop putting the creases in my seats. You got to challenge what's going on with you. It's not that you don't have it. It's not that you won't do it. You won't do it for God. You won't do it in the kingdom because you don't trust God for a flow like that. Can I tell you, giving to God is more of a guarantee than buying those shoes. Giving God's more guaranteed than that bag. I told you years ago, for those of you who heard the story, years ago I had this Rolex watch. I think I bought it for myself after one of your founders' day of past appreciation. I wanted to have something to remember y'all by. Praise the Lord. And I bought this nice Rolex watch. I had it for about a week. The Lord spoke to me as I'm preparing my message, warning of a message on Saturday night. He said, I want you to give that away at church tomorrow. I said, huh? Lord said, so I didn't know what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it. And I just, you know, I really didn't meditate on it. Like, that's the devil. That's the thoughts. And just cast that. Every imagination, cast it down in Jesus' name. So I'm up preaching. Lord says to me, do it now. I said, do what now? Get the watch away. And I think I was receiving an offering or giving this preach. And we were raising money, asking anybody for $1,000 to help us either buy this land or to build this building. And it was coming in real slow. But I didn't know what I was going to do. The Lord said to me, the watch cost about $6,000. He said, give that watch right now to anybody who wants it for $1,000. I still didn't understand what's going on. I said, this is a brand new watch. I had about a week. Still got the box and all that. This is a Rolex watch. Cost $6,000. Bought it a week ago. But anybody want to give it, anybody for $1,000, you can have it right now. And boy, folks got to talking. Husband and wives got to talking. And people start waving their hand and all that. And people ran up. And I said, well, first person got up here. And folks came up with checkbooks and everything else. And then I still didn't understand what God. Then the Lord spoke to me and said, see, they have no problem giving $1,000 for a Rolex watch because they think it's worth it. But you've been begging for $1,000 to help build a church that's going to set people free and keep marriages together and raise up holy families and get children saved. And they don't give to that because they don't value the church and the things of God as much as they do a Rolex watch. That began the first of about 5 Rolex watches that I've since given away. And so when the person came, I still didn't know what I was doing. The Lord just leave me as I was going. He came. I said, you got your checkbook? I said, write the check out to Right Direction Christian Center. You can write the check out for you. You just can't write it out for God or the things of God because you really don't believe that it's that valuable. And that it will cause a flow. I'm trying to get you to have faith for flow today. I told Pastor Marcia yesterday, I said, honey, and I was sitting down with the banker this week. We talking about this project. And they said, well, how are you on track in terms of raising the money? Because they said, our maximum is this. And we ain't put on numbers, but you would probably need to have this much money, so many millions. And I said, well, we're good. We're going to have it. Glory to God. We'll have what we need when we need it. I told Pastor Marshall, I said, realize, I said, on Super Seed Sunday, where we believe God for a million, at least $1 million, I said, if we had 1,000 people give $1,000, we got $1 million that day.
Do you really believe that if you give, you'll receive? When you have faith for flow, you understand that you will have what you need when you need it. There will be no fear of running out. Bishop Herbert Bailey helps you to activate your faith for flow in this powerful series. Order today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rdci.info. For immediate access, subscribe to rightdirection.tv. Ask for Double for Your Trouble and get the bonus message, Faith for Flow.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.